Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
And just worship the King. Give Him glory. Close your eyes everywhere. Raise your voice unto the King and just worship. Can I hear your voice like worship? It is your voice, worship. Somebody raise that special voice. Give him glory. Zeele badada recorded it. Can I see your right hand just whilst you are worshiping? Wave it unto the Lord in worship. Let your worship have an expression of appreciation. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted up, close your eyes. The world is languishing in pain and sorrow because of our own sins and wickedness. The Bible said that God has created man perfectly, but the men have sought out many inventions. And at the moment, the pain of consequence is plaguing the whole world. We are here by the grace of God because many people are sinking their heads in hospital ventilators. And so we stand here, Heavenly Father, to say thank you. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all.
If I have 10,000 tongues,
it still will be hallelujah. I said, you've done so much for me,
I cannot tell it all. If I have 10,000 tongues,
it's
it will be enough.
Hallelujah.
Chukuna kwama wele. When you heal, you heal completely. Chukuna robi mo. What shall I render unto Jehovah?
For he has done so very much for me. Now I say,
You have so much for me, I cannot tell it all.
Hallelujah.
If I have 10,000 tongues,
come on,
it still won't be enough.
Hallelujah.
When you heal, you heal completely. Chuko na robi mo. Inshi kendule we say. Washa la ren. To Jehovah. For he has done for us.
For he has done so very much for me.
What shall I render?
Unto Jehovah.
For he has done for us.
For he has done so very much for me.
Nara, say.
Nara.
Father, we honor you for your love and faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning we solicit your hand of blessing. We are careful, very careful, to submit all the praise, all the worship unto you, for you share your glory with no man. There is nobody like you. You are unique, distinct, awesome. You are good. You are kind. You are faithful. You are true. There is no words to describe you. As for definition, there wouldn't be any definition for you. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Dazzles of the fields, lily of the valleys, the bright morning stars, the rose of Sharon. You are omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. Right now, we ask you to take over and help us. Tutor us in your word. Let the impartation of your spirit come upon your people. And we will be careful to honor you and give you the uttermost glory. You have given this church an end time mandate to bring order to the body of Christ and to bring sanity to doctrine and to the integrity of the pulpit. You have given this church a mandate in this end time to warn this nation and intercede for this nation. This morning also, the mandate of this ministry comes to the fore. All to the glory of the King, Christ Jesus, our Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that the sinner will be saved and the backslider will be reclaimed. The day which I'm speaking right now in your presence will be the day the miracle begins in the lives of your dear people. There will be stirring and charismatizement and rejuvenation. There will be a stirring of your spirit. The lukewarmness of the church will be abolished. Revival will take place. In the name of Jesus, right now, healing is taking place. And deliverance is taking place. This preaching is not only, you know, for your people to hear, but it goes to the heart and deals therapeutically to the heart or with the heart. In the name of Christ Jesus, I pray with thanksgiving. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Oh, clap those hands unto God. I said, clap those. Come on. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. This is Alabaster International Ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. We are transmitting live from Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra, Ghana. Wherever you are in the world watching, listening, we will want to bring greetings from the throne of God in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. My name is Kofi Odro. I am going to be with you from now until top of the hour. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We are live on Amansan TV, also live on Awake Television. We are also live on Podcast Live, and we are live on Facebook. Let me welcome all our dear friends from around the world on YouTube Live. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome all of you to church. I want to thank God for the lives of everybody in this place, and thank God for every life that God has lavished on us. We are grateful to Him and Him alone. I thank God for the life of the believer, and I thank God for the life of the unbeliever. I thank God for the Christian, the Muslim, the Buddhist, the Hare Krishna. I know that this word will go a long way. The Bible said that the word of the Lord is sharper than every two-edged sword. It cuts asunder to the separation of the spirit and soul, as of the bone of and marrow. And the word of God is a discerner of thought and the intents of the heart. In other words, the word is like a scan, or like a mirror that a man stands in. James chapter 1 and verse number 21, the Bible talks about the fanners of the word and make a very, very beautiful reiteration that we should not just be hearers of the word, deceiving ourselves, but as doers of the word. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his face in a mirror. He beholds his face and leaves the mirror, and the Bible said, and does not remember the kind of imagery that he saw, because the engrafted word, verse number 21 of James chapter 1, is able to save your souls. In other words, the saving power of the word is potent. It's potent this morning. John chapter 15, verse number 3, he said, the word that I have spoken to you, you have been cleansed, or you have been washed. Romans chapter 6, verse number 4, he talks about the potency of God's word to be able to cleanse us, even unto eternal salvation or eternal life. In other words, it is the word that brings us from dead works unto the glory of God, to the newness of life. If any man be in Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17 says, he is a new creation. All things passes away. Behold, all things becomes new. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning is a very serious morning. Anybody that is listening and anybody that is watching, this morning is, you know, forms part of your nurturing and your training in righteousness to the person who does not believe that Christ is coming in the urgency of the time, and that judgment is facing every human being. Whether they believe it or not, that's not the point. Whether you believe it or not, that's not the point. I have a message from the Lord this morning that you will not resist it. Whether you want to hear it or not, that's not the point. You are going to hear the mandate of God's obligation. In other words, the prescriptions of the word is going to bring everybody to the cognizant fact that Jesus Christ is your King, your Lord. He is your Savior. He is loving and sweet and good and favorable and compassionate and kind and everything. But He is still your judge. Your judge. John chapter 3, verse number 22. He is your judge. The Father will judge no man. He has entrusted all judgment into the hands of the Son, and the Son will bring judgment to every man. The Bible said we shall all appear before His judgment seat. And may I also remind you of the love of God, that He is the express love of God. I'm talking about Christ Jesus. And so in our foundation scripture, that is the premise of God's word, John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21. first verses, the Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We determine to see Jesus. We have purposed to see Jesus. Our coming is not to see the new Kaaba style. We are not here to chase a woman. We are not here to chase a man. This is not where, you know, to snatch husbands. This is a very serious moment, ladies and gentlemen. This is a tutoring training moment for everybody. We didn't come here, you know, to fraternize, to make friends. And, you know, it's a serious, serious moment. It's not a joke, baby. It's not a joke. This is not a church that is fooling around the place, just like a lot is doing. Just like so many people have come up with churches and they feel like the church is some sort of a business. And they see the people as customers and the people as commodities that puts money in their pockets. And therefore, the pulpit have been desecrated and polluted. And the integrity of the pulpit is no more a voice. It's no more a voice. When I look at the recent election and the discrepancies that went with the election, the world and Ghana was expecting the voice of the church as the voice of order and the voice of discretion as a voice. But the church was mute. The reason is because we have desecrated the pulpit as a place, as an epicenter where God has placed his holy name. Yeah, when politicians rub shoulders with the church, it should be concerning to us. When they dish money on us, it should be concerning to us. Very concerning, because the fact that they dish some dollars on us doesn't mean we cannot tell the mind of God to them. Because I want to tell you that you cannot buy God, you cannot buy the altar of God, you cannot buy the spirit of God, you cannot buy the word of God. The fact that you gave to build a church, the fact that you gave something, doesn't mean that when you are abusing your wife, we cannot rebuke you and put you back in line. It doesn't mean, oh, when to me, I want to talk to you. It doesn't mean we cannot do that. And that is why, you know, all the communicable bodies and, you know, entities in this country, in the madness of, our leaders and everything, were very, very mute. And yet the voice of God is emanating. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 66, there is a voice of noise in the city, but the voice of God will be heard in the temple. Yeah, there will be a voice of noise in the city. Let's go to verse number 6, possibly, if it is not in 1. Isaiah 66, you look at it very carefully. The voice, there is a voice of noise in the city, and the Bible said, but the voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense unto his enemies. In other words, let the world emanate with noise. Let the world cry out with noise. But the voice of God will be heard in Zion. There will be always a voice in the wilderness crying, preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. There must always be somebody who God has raised, who have not polluted their garments and destroyed the integrity and the morality and the values of Christianity. Yeah, there should be somebody who must be able to stand in the gap, not only to pray, but to bring order, not only to pray, but to bring sanity, not only to pray, but to bring a rebuke, not only to pray, but to bring recompense to the enemies of the cross. Yeah, there are enemies of the cross. Some of them are in clerical shirts and clerical suits. Some of them are bishops. Some of them are prophets. Some of them are church leaders. Some of them are husbands. Some of them are wives. You may be seated in the presence of God. I'm taking a bit of time with my preamble this morning. Allow me to submit to you a plethora of thoughts and ideas of God's mind unto you, because the Bible makes makes us to understand the scriptures are God's thought. Yeah, the integrity of his source are very important. And therefore, how can they hear except they be sent? How can they preach except they be sent? And how can they, you know, totally disseminate the heart of God except they have been mandated? And therefore, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace? How beautiful are their feet? Very interesting. It will be a sorry baby tena ha kwesiera no pa engikenzi hunu nchire se ni pa. That person deserves the mind of God. The word of God, the word of God, the word of God, that Jesus Christ is the savior of the world, that Jesus Christ is redeeming us unto God. He has made us priests unto God, yeah, and had made us kings. Revelation chapter 1 verse number 6, he has made us priests and kings unto the Lord his God. I like it very interesting. In verse number 3, he makes a very strong submission to the time in which we are living in. Revelation chapter 1 verse number 3, the Bible said, blessed is he that readeth and they that heareth the words of this prophecy and those that keep the things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. You cannot beat your wife and take your Bible and come here. No way. You abuse your husband and you are a member of Alabaster. You have missed the way. The Bible said they that have made Christ their Lord and Savior must be careful to maintain good works. They must be very careful to maintain good works. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a training camp. Yeah, it's a training camp not to go to heaven. It is a training camp to deploy you into the harvest fields of the world to go and preach the gospel to every creature. Matthew 28 and verse number 19 and 20. Yeah, yeah, go. For all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of me and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, teach them! Teach them that when we are courting and we are in our courtship process, we don't cook for a man, we don't wash for a man, we don't sleep in a man's house. Let them know that church is not a place to come chase women. Let them know that church is not a place to come and chase men. Let them know that church is not a place to snatch husband. Let them know that church is not a place to gossip. Let them know that church is not a place for internal wrangling. Let them know that church is not a place for bitterness and pain and piffiness. Let them know that church is not a place for, you know, unnecessary offenses and pettiness. Let them know that church is not a place to hate one another. Let them know that church is not a place to be able to form groupings against one another. Let them know that church is not a place for carnality. Let them know that church is not a place for witchcraft. But yeah, church is not for begging. Church is not for begging. You can clap those hands. I suffer a baby thrown in tear. I put some far suffering in tear. And quasi a frubby thrown in tear. Church! It's not a place for exploitation of the name of the Lord. Church is not a place where people destroy each other. Church is not a place for competition. Church is not a place where the gospel musicians are competing against each other. Tell them! Tell them! You can clap those hands. It's a serious time. Teach them, warn them, put them back in line. The king is coming back again and nobody talks about it. The day of the Lord is approaching and the church is busy fighting among themselves on useless doctrinal differences and doctrinal discrepancies. We wear trousers, we wear scarf, we don't wear scarf, we wear jewelry, we don't wear jewelry, we go to church on Saturday, we go to church on Friday. We know anybody, any woman that is preaching is going to hell, and all that rubbish that we have brought to the pulpit of God. And Jesus Christ has been removed out of the pulpit. Our message is not cloth, it's not scarf, it's not Sunday worship, it's not baptism by immersion or baptism by sprinkling. Our message is Jesus Christ and Him crucified, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through Jesus Christ. There is no name that has been given unto the sons of men to be saved than the name Jesus. Sing about Jesus one more time. Talk about Jesus one more time. Teach about Jesus one more time. Tell me Jesus one more time. I want to see Jesus, Son of the living God. Talk to me about Christ. Prophesy, and it's about Jesus. Sing, and it's about Jesus. Oh yeah, dance, and it's about Jesus. Not your personal aggrandizement, not selfish aggrandizement. He said, anybody, if they will come after me, let them deny themselves and take up your cross and follow me. Somebody shout, Jesus! Clap those hands, clap those hands. Singing nonsense all over the place. Lord, I speak me from the village and wonder, is this a song? Rubbish. Is this a song? Gospel music have fallen and backslidden. We have left the Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 3. He said, for when we came unto you, we determined not to know anybody except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. When we came to you, our preaching and submission, what we presented to you, put it on the screen, sir, please, let's look. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 2 or 3, from 2 to 3, let's build up from there. We determined not to know anything, yeah, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 2 and 3. Focus. Except Jesus Christ. Don't be joking here. It's Sunday morning. Don't bring this thing. Step out of the way. I determine not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him. This is the message of the church. This is our message, not building schools and building orphanages and building. That is not our job. That is not our business. Our business is Jesus Christ. Everything else is a side attraction. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Jesus Christ, the disciplinarian, the discipline. When I see Jesus, I will see His message. I will see His person. I will see His principles. I will see His doctrine. I will see His philosophy. I will see His emphasis. When I see Jesus, I will see that it is not about earthly things and what we can get on this earth. It is not about you driving a Mercedes or a Bentley or a Rolls Royce or a Ferrari or a Maserati or a Range Rover. Then you will understand, when you know that Christ very well, you will realize that the emphasis is not about building houses and mansions and all that. Because John chapter 14 and verse number 2, he has already outlined and determined. In verse number 1, he said, do not be afraid. Believe in the Father and also in me. He said very emphatically, he said, there are many mansions in my Father's house. If not so, I would not have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And having prepared a place for you, I will return and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there also you shall come. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 1, the Bible outlines very something very emphatically strong. And in that submission, he said, if therefore you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated, and not the things that are on earth. It is
good to have cars. It is good to have houses. It is good because if a man seeks the kingdom and its righteousness first, all these things will be added. But I want to tell you, Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 6, the Bible makes it very clearly. All flesh are grass, and all the pleasure and all the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. The Bible said that the grass will perish and the flower will wither. And so anything that you possess, including where you live and your opulence in life and your notoriety in life, I want to tell you, is vanity upon vanity, and all is vanity. Thank God for your Versace clothes and your Gucci shades and your Tom Ford shoes and your Brioni suit, and thank God for your perfume, and thank God for your opulence and the name you carry and everything. But I'm said, it's vanity, vanity, all is vanity, vanity. Luke chapter 17, verse number 26. Bible makes it. It said, as the days of Noah were, so shall the days of the coming of the Son of Man be. Yeah, as the days of Noah, as it were. You know, men will marry. They will have parties. They will have nice times. They will be enjoying themselves until destruction suddenly strikes. Hey, if you want to know the end time message in a summary, it's in one scripture. Acts chapter 17, verse number 31. The Bible makes it very clear to everybody that God has set a day to judge every man. A day is set. There is a day. Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. I'm still talking about Jesus. Whereof he has given assurance unto all men that he had raised him from the dead. If he said, where ye de be at what ye, where ye de be at what, and then operi me be, as would be buriasina, a day, that was tini ni mo. Bible is saying very clearly and bold for everybody to see. Put it in the GNT. The Bible said he has fixed a day in which he will judge the whole world with justice. Everybody say justice. When I look at that word, that our coat of arms carried that word, and yet Ghana doesn't understand that word, justice. We say freedom and justice. This morning I stand here as an intercessor of this nation, and God has given me a mandate to warn this nation. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 14. He said, I do not write to you to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you. I warn you. I am warning you as my beloved children. And so to whom God loves, he chastened, he corrects, he brings. To whom God loves, anybody that God truly loves, he corrects you, he chastens you, he brings you back to life. And yes, I be a nyame for us who Jimmy and Waye, Jimmy was as season. And yes, I am for us who on my butch and my ye. I'm telling you, on person will be a beggar. Nay, mom, saying, I have a this is the reason why he leaves you and you are enjoying the worship and everything is going, because you are saved by grace, through faith. It is not of works that any man should boast. That doesn't mean that you should be fooling with the grace of God. That doesn't mean you should be fooling with the grace of God. I will say it for the last time. That doesn't mean you should be fooling. I don't need Jimmy. Tianiye. The fact that we are under grace and not under law doesn't mean for Adumni Jimmy. Tia. Go to you sing no abetanas. That a sukura babu nim say ye wa domase. Would you be kunechi will be in diminkan chero? Many people have died premature death because of this lifestyle, and you are still following the same trend, and you are praying, I shall not die but live and declare the works of God. I will quote another scripture to you. The wages of sin is death. The wages. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. They that call themselves by Christ, or they that are Christ Jesus, have crucified the flesh and its lust. Peter! Anybody that belongs to Christ walks in the Spirit. And anybody that walks in Christ and in the Spirit walks in love. Godly love. This is a godless generation. Godless. I write to you as my beloved children. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. I will quote that one and then I am off. Yeah. Not to shame you, but as my dear children, I want you. Put it back in King James Version. And I'm building up on something. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, yeah, I warn you. Everybody say, warn them. Yeah. God is warning you. Warning you that he has given you too much chance in the grace of God. Don't fool with the grace. Don't fool with the grace. I'm talking to you. Don't fool with the grace. And I look at some of our leaders, you know, they have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. When I look at, you know, the hypocrisy of our leaders, it is exactly the hypocrisy of the church. No difference. No difference. They consortialize and all that. When the Bible talks about justice, it really amazes me. People sit on television and they make comments and they are arrested. And other people also sit on television and radio and they make acrimonious statements, foolish statements, absurd statements. They even make statements against the president of Ghana and make blasphemous statements. There are prophets who predicted the death of His Excellency Nanado before, and the national security didn't see it as a security threat. You are hypocrites and you are on your way to hell if you repent not. Hypocrites! Somebody predicts the death of the president of Ghana and is walking about, and somebody makes a statement and they are arrested. You are hypocrites! Hypocrite! And if you don't repent, you are on your way to hell. The same mistake Dr. J.B. Dankwa went to prison for. We are still making those mistakes. Political pettiness. Political vindictiveness. We lost a brilliant gentleman like Dr. Bwachi Dankwa in prison for nothing because the government of the day didn't like him. And we are repeating the same mistakes. If you speak and you don't speak for this government, then you are going to be incarcerated for 3 days and they put fear in you. Pioneer! I'm talking to government and I'm talking to opposition and I'm talking to government institutions. God is your judge, not a human being. All of you will be charged. I'm talking to you. God will not judge you for only the cruelty and the injustice. God will also judge you for the looting. Yeah, the looting of the coffers and the wealth of this nation. God will judge you for sleeping with small girls and buying cars and mansions for them. God will judge you, yeah, for all that. God will judge you for any kind of mistreatment and cruelty and the justice which is not done. Where is justice for J.B. Dankwa Edu? Where is justice for Ahmed Swale? Where is justice for Captain Mahama? Where is justice for Marco Fori? Where is justice for the judges? Where is justice for the generals? Justice really comes from God, not from your system. Pierre! Nobody is talking to this nation. Nobody is talking to us. Put back Acts chapter 17, verse number 31. atwom no empra twen na yasofo ni bitwen no eno abi ne empanifo etwe etuhan ne betimi akasa akiro bi omokon omo nnum wan ya ye ne omo anennum etuhan ne betimi aten ha obi empran ye da wani so no wunyi ya eye de na akoko yi obi de ya etinya atwom no amo ena ye wo ena pre no so kwa ena ekonani and judgment is gravitating towards all of us, and I'm talking to you, ladies and gentlemen, that nobody will escape the judgment seat of Christ. The Bible said we shall all means all, appear before that judgment seat, and they will account. I want to talk to you. When Christ is preached, the fear of God is established. When Christ is preached, souls becomes our agenda, and not offerings as our agenda as a church. When we are preaching Jesus Christ, you will treat your wife well. You will treat your husband well. You will raise up your children in the fear of God. When we are treating our husbands well and our wives well, the blessing of God will come upon, you know, the home. When we are preaching Jesus Christ, the policeman will arrest according to the law, not because of what they want. Look at the injustice with even the handling of coronavirus. Injustice. Oh, quiet, so you're positive. Oh, quiet, no, my friend, so open see any negative of 500. Yeah. Yeah. We have the audience, we can play it to you. Yeah. And now it's leaving us. There is no integrity in the administration of this pandemic anymore. The reason is because, you know, because this whole thing has now become like a business. Yeah, it has become like a business. From airports in the whole world, not only in this country, $150 is the norm. They give $50 to the administrator of the test, and government takes the rest. And when it happens like that, the people are sitting and see government making money from this thing. If 5,000 passengers come to Ghana, 150, check it. How much is that? Into Nipanite. Now, her said, yeah, government is making his card. Why not they also make that card? God will judge you. God will judge all of you. I'm talking to you. God will judge you. The same way God will judge the rapist, God will judge you. The same way God will judge the pedophile, pedophilia, adults looking for naked pictures of children, defilement. The same way God will judge defilement. Same way God will judge the corrupt judge. Same way. I'm talking to you. Same way God will judge all our foolish prophets. Yeah, same way. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse number 3. So that all man can see you will be at. Yeah. God will judge you. I'm talking to you. God will judge you. Yeah. As a country that you from Grasia, for one, we do our home, make you something somehow. Wow! Unto the foolish prophets. I didn't write this here. And because you don't read the Bible, you wouldn't know it's there. Sexual magazines is what you people have been looking through. There are people here with pornography on your phone, and you are singing worship. Pornography on your phone. Woshare, messe, woshare. Woshare! Woshare. Boys, eat it to them. Because we emo diyo say, ha, preach it, tiye, ye, tiye. And yet, obe ma huwa ye kuro na adete. Ushare. Achuchon obe ma ama huwa ye kuro. Udawa ash, 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 ash. Me kachino ne. Unyamene mkwa siyafuwa nante. Kwa siyafuwa yehuwa nwamu nante. Psalm 5, verse 5. Yeah. God does not walk with the foolish. The foolish will never stand before Almighty God. It can never happen. The foolish will never stand before the Lord. I am not shocked that Africa does not progress when I look at the injustice going on in Uganda. It breaks my heart. A president that I've sought 6 times. A diambone in Africa, I am on. Men who should be on retirement and allow fresh brains, fresh minds, fresh ideas to come to power. A man has 6 terms in office and he's still stealing elections, you know, to remain in power. The man literally can barely walk. He cannot even walk. The man is a sick man. The man is an old man in Uganda. And bring your camera. Let me speak to His Excellency Museveni. Your time is up. If you don't go out, God will take you out. 2021, mark it anyway. If you don't go out, God will take you out. A dear bunny in Africa, I am. Why can't we have a president who is 40 years? Why can't we have a president in a country that is 45 years? Why? Why? Bobby Wine, you know, is 40, 41, 42, and is done at the people. His time is now, yet. Now they are finding ways to. You can kill Bobby Wine. But the heart of Bobby Wine is a revival and a radical heart that is rising in the whole world, like Kofi Odro. You can kill this one, but many Kofi Odros are coming. There are many Kofi Odros sitting here. There are many Kofi Odros in the world. There are many Kofi Odros that will rise with power. They don't fear death. They don't fear blood. They don't fear prison. They don't fear persecution. Many, many Kofi Odros are coming. You can never hide the truth. You can never do anything against the truth, except for the truth. I'm talking to you. You better hear the mind of God. It is so sad. And look at, and then we come and say, bless our homeland, Ghana, make our nation. How can a nation like that be blessed? How can we be blessed? How can we be blessed? Jeremiah 5:25, he said, because of your iniquity, the best of the land has eluded you. I'm talking to Ghana. Who preaches sin here? Well, I say, why not kick him? Why not? And when you preach and, you know, you tell our security agencies like the police, the armed forces, and all that, that God is a judge, he will judge all of them. You know, they said, what you are saying, you don't have evidence. You don't have evidence. It's so sad that the police service have become the puppet of the government of the day. And, you know, security forces. Look at the disgrace of sending armed forces and people in uniform to parliament chamber. What a disgrace to your democracy. You don't even understand the basic rules. Yeah, because you are not being tutored in God's word. Yeah, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 15. From your childhood, if you know the scriptures, it can make
make you wise through Christ Jesus unto salvation. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God will be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Yeah, this is what I am talking about. And if you are tooted like this, and so when they say that what you are saying, you have no evidence, I'm going to tell you again that God will give you an evidence. When you stroke, it will be evidence. When you fra, it will be evidence. It will be evidence that the judgment of God is against them, all them that hate him, all them that are enemies of the cross. God is after you. I'm talking to you. And when he has finished judging you after your unrepented heart continue to rebel, he will throw you into hellfire. Yesterday, a young lady, 32 years, was buried yesterday. Media personality. And I'm sitting, the person's mother is sitting in church crying for her baby. My condolences, mommy. But I want to talk to this generation. This generation is not afraid to follow people's husbands. The young ladies of this generation are not afraid to sleep with your husband. They are not afraid to extort money from your husband. They are not afraid to blackmail your husband. They are not afraid to fix a camera in the hotel, and whilst you are having sex, they record it. And then they show it to you and say, I need $1 million from you. And if you don't bring it, I will blow the video. And the politician and the preacher is shivering to pay $1 million, whilst church members are struggling to have 300 Ghana cedis as capital. The preachers are giving $1 million to cover their sexual madness, whilst Sofumame is sitting in church. Now Sofumame engine is gone on retirement, and the Sofo is looking for engine tighter, creamy pussy, tight pussy. You are on your way to hell. Yeah. Stand to your feet. I'm done. You want a creamy pussy? You want a tight pussy? In the time when Jesus is coming, and he's coming with his reward to give unto every man. And as the days of Noah, the Bible said, so will be the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Yeah, the young men of today are not afraid. They are not afraid to sleep with your wife whilst you are still with your wife. They are not afraid to even sleep with your wife on your own bed. They are not afraid. Yeah, they are not afraid to work in GRA and they slap a tax on you. Let's say that the tax is 100,000 cedis, and they come to you and say, give us 500,000, we will slash it off. And then they take the money. And now when the judgment and punishment start, they start dying like dogs. Dogs! They start dying like bagabiga, bagabiga, dogs. I'm talking to somebody. They start dying like dogs. Your father is alive, you are dead. Something must be wrong. Your sins will take you to your early grave. I'm talking to whatsoever a man soweth, he will also reap. A dear beer will your mercy at the winning. Edawenim, 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 edawenim. Tum kwasi ewu, kwasi ewu, kwasi ewu. Di ene ye no sin tum tum akano. Di ene ye no moto, 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 moto abon. Kwasi ewu, kwasi ewu. Mu ankamu ya mu mama no mu ne mu papa no mu si efu ano. Afedi ya mu mama no mu papa no mu ne echa omo huno mu si em. Kwasi ewu. Yes, rest in peace. Which peace? Peace in the money away. NDC for peace, Nana, MPP for peace. And which of the peace are we talking about? Which peace? And then the preacher will stand in the memorial service. You shouldn't cry. Be encouraged. It's the Lord who has called him to come and do what? The Lord needs him for what? The Lord has called you. Yes, I'm a friend. The Lord has called you.
Who is he? Cannot.
The Lord didn't call you.
Who Jimmy? No.
The Lord didn't call you.
The Lord
only called you. Yeah, they were about to. First presbyter, yeah, Okobutu sisters who uncrackin. Cotena, come on, Nanu, ye be di Brunia. Kunti hine, say, Okaya senka, Nanka wohine, and come no, say, yeah, being caught in our hine. I respect I him for ne, woma hinema. I honor them, I treasure them, I love them. Sad, therefore, dear one, too. But therefore, you won't believe. Well, therefore, you're a Korean Nimsen Nikunuko hotel. Well, therefore, you betray your mirror and anana, a yin to make one wash jeans. Now, hood, shenaneti. A hoodie, hood, a shenaneti, wash your spares. Or so you will not know what's up. Hey, or therefore. You don't know what's up. I didn't know that, or therefore know what's up.
She freed him.
Or she freed him. Or she freed him by now. Or therefore facing the judgment seat of Christ. It is appointed unto every man once to die, and after death, judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. I'm talking to somebody to prepare your ways, amend your ways, and repent and come back to Christ Jesus as your Savior. His mercies are abundant, and he will abundantly pardon you. Yeah, I call this nation to repentance. I call this church to repentance. Repent, repent, repent. Preach on, preach on, preach on. But when you am I went to your duty.
Watch here, fam.
I said, preach on. Preach on. Nina mimma before quite one more so when you made to two. I said, you know, I be for. Oh, by you went to your duty. Especially in charismatic faith. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. Friend of God. Friend of God. Friends of God are umugu betting companies. Boy, is he fair? Why sorry, your papa? Yeah, why he be we for wahano pe munna me nemo okasa yeye wae we for enu a wo sheye ena ade aba no pe tujina we nebi wo wani so pi sorry e den kwaje bebre wo mo mpe wo mo pa sorry abeyifu ogum. One more jre. We call him number 349. Jre,
witchcraft
in the house of God. Witchcraft is not only when people are flying in the air in the night. If you are jealous of your neighbor, that is witchcraft. If you are envious of your neighbor, that is witchcraft. If you want your neighbor's position, that is witchcraft. If you want what your neighbor has, that is witchcraft. 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 And so preachers are even preaching out of witchcraft. Because Ubi Koswayene, yeah.
Witchcraft!
The Bible said to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. But rebellion, the insurrection in America is witchcraft. Witchcraft! Witchcraft. Somebody has finished his term. Allow him to go. That's how it works. Somebody has won election. Allow him to come to office. And let others be peace. Please. The fact that you love somebody, the fact that you have an interest, or let me tell you something. God can choose somebody, but the person can decide to mess up. And when the person messes up like Saul, God will reject the same person he chose. The God that chose you will reject you. I just told you something. The God who chose you, same God will reject you. Yeah, whilst, you know, whilst I'm standing here, I should never think that the fact that God has raised me as a voice in this country and bringing, you know, righteousness and his word to his people, I shouldn't think that I'm the best preacher. I shouldn't think that I am the most prestigious, eloquent, whatever, vivacious, whatever. The moment I mess up, I am on my way to hell. When you mean castle, oh, let's consider go you draw a work from the boy. Would you up and mean Jimmy? You will be on your way to hell. Who told you anyone that be who say interesting? Talking to somebody. Bet you. Seriously. I have told you, and I'm going to repeat it. And people think that sometimes it is just some kind of ansenkweyi and asirisem and all that. Upe heavy ni biya ko, me se she udros. Tam udros ne she. There are loose people who have no moral values, who have no moral standards. There is no fear of God. Yeah, you know, and this kind of rebellion is the same that breeds impunity in countries. Yeah, that you know, say, yeah, buying your power. I can say whatever I want to say. I can do whatever I want to do. I can disrespect all institutions because you're buying your power. That impunity. Very soon, you will be seeing the rising of the people. Very soon, you will see the rising of the people. You may feel that, oh, Ghana, it can never come here. Interesting. It is going to rise from Matthew chapter 24, verse 9. They will hate one another. They will betray one another. That is going to be that level. This is why divorce is on the rampage. Matthew 24, verse 9. This is why divorce. They will deliver you up to be afflicted. They will kill you. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Yeah. Go to verse 10 and then look at the interesting funnest how God's word puts up this. This is very interesting in verse number 10. And then shall many be offended, and they shall betray one another and hate one another. Yesterday, I had a very heartbreaking news when I finished studying in the night and I was reading the news from the portals. And then I saw a pastor who has murdered his own 9-year-old girl. And as if that was not enough, because he has a money journalist, you know, and has buried the girl. Pastor! This is the generation who don't submit to anybody. We have preachers who are preaching nonsense like Sylvester Ofori in America who killed his own wife. They don't submit to anybody. They have no bodies as their fathers. They say spiritual father is not in the Bible. They don't submit to anybody. And they are talking nonsense all over the place. These people, they cannot even keep a wife. A wife! You cannot even keep your matrimonial home. Only one woman you can keep. You want to pastor 10,000 people? You should be sick. and these people talking nonsense. And to, because we don't have training, and we don't have roots, and we don't have depth, and nobody is correcting us, and nobody can rebuke us, this is why a pastor can kill his own daughter. Pastor killed his baby girl. Look at how you treasure your daughter. Your own daughter. You know the cause? Another prophet said that the girl was a witch. Saying, and the pastor beat the girl until the girl collapsed and died. Kwasi afu emuni tre emwa piaye. This is exactly what the Bible says. This is exactly what the Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 3. Madness! Madness. This is madness. In case you need glasses, this is madness. A damn. A damn! When God raised Jesus Christ, he sent him to John the Baptist to introduce him. When God raised Elisha, he sent him to Elisha to raise him up. When God raised Paul, he sent him to Ananias to raise him. There is this generation, nobody raises them, nobody trains them. They oko kantamanto no akoto atadi no ashe no oko asenta no akwami asepoma ediamano. They wake up. They are first rank at bishop. If I am going out of order, I have somebody who can call and say, Jai Jimmy, you know. And I will gladly say, yes, Papa, or yes, Mama, or yes, Pastor, or yes, sir. You know, if you don't have anybody like that in your life, you are on your own. I'm talking to you. You are on your way, on your own. I want to finish up and talk to some. I mean, how can you not have somebody in your life to correct you, to instruct you, to impact you, to guide you? Sangrofono, they haven't seen the day of trouble yet. On the day of trouble, I went to the dialysis center at Kolebu, and it was a Thursday. So whilst I was there, I, you know, dropped off, you know, something for the administrators. And then whilst we finished that, they said, no, but you can't go without coming into the dialysis center to pray for the sick people. I said, but I cannot do that because, you know, I am afraid of the environment. He said, no, right now, as I am speaking to you, you are on UTV on Thursday right now. The people are watching you on TV. How will they feel if we tell them you were here? So please come in and pray for them. Whilst I was going in, a young lady saw me and said, Papa, please, when you go, pray for my pastor. And when I went in there, I saw the pastor on the bed going through dialysis. And when I saw the man of God, I realized that when you break the hedge, the serpent will bite. I want to tell, when you got trouble more, you wouldn't see the need of a guide. And I be we are out of order. Yeah, I'm telling you. I was, you know, a month ago in the surgical ICU praying for somebody. And then when I went there, saw the man of God on the bed, realized that you are already on your way out. It took the grace of God because anointing have ranks. Rank. Level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Some ranks can rebuke the enemy out of your space. Humble yourself, and God will lift you up in due course. A hand time. Bibi kakra baye nsamwa na a hand time. She MPC ya elusu omusiti. A hand time. Omwe wini ye bikura fire. A hand time. Pride. A hand time kasa. You have forgotten it's the people who put you there. A hand time. Lankurusa na amawa yesi. Umetia yourself pity.
Land Cruiser ma wo metia ye se pete. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Talk to your party communicators to humble themselves. A soft answer turneth away wrath. Kasa de Daniel Bufuo. Jensen hunu nu aye keka na. Your power, your power. Who gave you the power? Hantaji and Timoni soji jima jimoniso. Jima jimoniso. Jima jimoniso. You don't want this kind of prayer. Impong yempe, baby. The Lord bless you and keep all of you in Jesus' precious name. From all of us here in Alabaster International Ministry, remember, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs becomes automatic. I love you. God bless you. See y'all next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.